Hi, everybody. This is Jan Drake Bakke, and we are Sacred Embers, welcoming Angel Answers tonight. And today is July 13th, 2022. It's Wild Wednesday. And I want to share our group here, our host, and we have Catherine Peoples, Mary Hernandez, DC Love, and myself. And we're going to be giving a nice show tonight, and I hope you're ready. So what I'm going to do is just hand it over to Mary Hernandez right now, and I guess we'll just go around the table and talk about how we started and who we are and et cetera. Mary?
Yes. Hi. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm going to introduce myself to those of you that are new on our show. Answers. It's so great to have you again this week. It's been 2 weeks. We've missed you all, so we're so glad to be back. We just took a little vacation and, you know, some time out. I'm an intuitive empath with ability to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of card decks and bring messages through from spirit. I also get receive channeled messages. I'm a Reiki master healer and an ordained minister, and I offer different types of readings on my website, and one of them is numerology readings. And the benefit of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and your life purpose, and numerology is the bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be. You could book a reading with me by going to my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And D is spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com. And I have a message, a card for the collective that I picked, and it's just perfect for tonight because it's the full moon in Capricorn, and what are we doing? We're releasing the old and rest, and we should rest, right? During full moon, we're resting, we're releasing. And the message is for this full moon in Capricorn is to focus on yourself, nurture yourself. And if you can't help yourself, who's going to help you, right, if you can't help yourself? Accept your emotions that are coming through. And get out of your head so you can find peace within. And that was one of the messages that I heard with this full moon that we should be doing. And it's just amazing. And yesterday I did a full moon meditation with Igor, which I've mentioned him in our show previously. And it was just so amazing. There was a lot of releasing that we worked on our inner child. And it was just a lot of releasing and really amazing meditation. And then I'll read real quick what the message is with the autumn card, and then I'll send it over. I'll introduce Liz. She's not here today. And then I'll switch it over to Catherine to introduce herself. And then so it's the message of the card is release all of the pressure and expectations weighing you down. Shed it all so that you can recover before moving into a time of renewal. And, you know, it's perfect. It has a raven on the card, and, you know, it's an opportunity to heal at this time. And, you know, in Celtic animal medicine, the raven is the bird of healing and initiation, and that's what we're doing right now, right? We're going through a transformation. The healing it brings is a shift that allows you to move into a more powerful psychic space where you can be more aware of your needs and desires and be better supported. So that's the real message. And, you know, with the full moon, it's perfect to rest and release and rest and, you know, and let go what's no longer serving you. So beautiful message. So I'm going to switch it over to Catherine now. To introduce herself, and then Catherine, you'll switch it over to DC or John or Jen.
Okay, so my name's Catherine, and I'm an intuitive empath and energy healer, spiritual and shamanic life coach, holistic health and wellness coach, angel oracle card reader. I'll just give you a little bit of background, like my experiences, I should say paranormal, metaphysical experiences are extensive. Through my spiritual journey, I've experienced every clair, psychrometry, like out-of-body experiences, astral traveling, lucid dreaming, which actually comes to be within 1 to 3 days. So is that I do have and don't always understand, but I do know they are there. But I wanted to also introduce a new show that Mary Hernandez, our host here of Angel Answers, and myself are going to launch our own show called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, to be aired every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. in the near future. So details to come. All right.
Yay.
Dan? Yes, I'm very excited.
Jan, can you introduce?
Thank you. This is Jan Drake-Bakke, and I just wanted to say thank you, Mary, for that beautiful card reading and everything that you said, and that was a wonderful message. And Catherine, and that new show sounds really cool. I can't wait to hear it when you start. Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
So my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm a psychic intuitive medium. I work with animal totems. They're the first thing that come to me when I start readings or anything. I just start seeing them. And I didn't even know I could had that ability at all. And it all started a long time ago with when my mom and I were in an earthquake, and I woke up, and this butterfly woke me up and had me go to my mom because she was screaming. She was terrified that she was going to fall off the bed because the house was moving and swaying. And, and I swear I saw this huge yellow, big yellow butterfly, and it took me to my mom, and it was right there in front of me, just a huge thing. And I didn't know where it came from, but I know it was from spirit. It was in the spiritual, another dimension, of course, higher dimension, and I'm grateful for that, and ever since then, I've been seeing animals. So it's an unusual thing. I never, in my wildest dreams, ever thought that I would ever see animals like that. And then now they just come to me naturally, in my mind's eyes mostly. And anyway, and so that's what I do mostly with. Thank you. With readings, and they help me with readings. But I like to do future. I do a lot of futuristic type things, readings, and just, you know, everybody, people ask me everything, and so I've worked on just so many things, and so I'm grateful for that. And then I'd like to do poetry. I share a lot of poetry all over the place, and I'm trying to work with singers. That's what I want to do. Two is use my words to spread a message to the world and through music, which would be cool, and that's what I'm hoping for. But I also just like to share the poems, too, and I will right now, or after DC does her and talk. So anyway, that's about me.
And okay, please
so
continue and share your poetry. That'd be great.
Share it now. Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, I have quite a few, but they are short, so it'll kind of go fast, and I just read them kind of fast. And this one's called, oh, and one other thing. We had several deaths recently, so I picked out some death poems, and, you know, hopefully they'll help. I don't know. Anyway, I'll just read them. But anyway, I'm going to start with this one called Your Greatest Hat. And it's called, Your Greatest Wealth is Your Health. Your Greatest Fame is Your Integrity in Your Own Game. Your Greatest Style is Your Contagious Smile. Your Greatest Love is Coming Toward You, and it's God's Gifts from Above. Your Greatest Hat is the One with the Cat. And Your Greatest Days are Right Now, and that's that. And this one's called God's Plan. It's a death poem. bridge the gap with your loved ones as much as you can. They may be here today but gone tomorrow. It's always in God's plan. And this one is called a death poem. They die so suddenly it jolts us. Our hearts break. It pierces our soul into an altered world. It's an appendage gone. A new life they will make. It's hard to feel, or we feel too much. So much pain, endless tears, sad agony. Nothing is real. They won't be back here like they were, but we will see them still for many years. And this is called grief. When your world has been shaken and there's nothing else you can do and there's nothing else you can feel, remember to look forward to a new life. It is real. Take your pain and sorrow to another place. Let it go. Don't look back. Go to tomorrow. And this one goes, in a moment's notice, someone may leave, but there will be an angel there to take them. We will be here still to grieve. And we will be well and not to worry. We keep living and try not to be in such a hurry. Enjoy every second, every minute that we are here. This breath of life carries on for our loved ones so dear. And this one's called the Death Grief Poem. The deaths have broken my heart open to feel great loss, to shudder, to shake. Streams of rain falling from my eyes, pouring, my heart shattered, my brain scattered. It's remarkable transcendence. The soul is forced to encounter. It attempts to fly. It will try. Still I shudder and shake, the loss unbearable. My spirit unquenchable for relief, yet brilliant love awaits and showers me with its golden warmth, shimmering purple turquoise and pink breezes with smells of lavender and rose to mend and quench me back to a new life and existence. And this is called Glory on Us. Thank you for all that we receive, for all that we believe, for those that we lose and those that we grieve. God shines glory on us. The light will never leave. And this is called Always His. You might be a mess, but you're still a miracle. You might be a wallflower, disconnected, lost, but you are still worthy, wondrous. You might be confused and challenged, but you are still called. You might be afraid, but you are still always His. And this is called Universal Wings. Make good today from your broken yesterday. Hug the universe, and it will hug you back. Fly with your universal wings and carry eternity. And this is called Divine Resonance Dragon. With unconditional patience, divine resonance, I wait, I see, I feel, I tell, from the fire within, from birth, that connects heaven to earth. The dragon holds a story for each. It slays wisdom upon us. I surrender to what it will teach with my Savior's presence, divine resonance. And this is called majestic ecstasy. Let's drink each other's colors until we are overwhelmingly in majestic, delighting ecstasy of joy, laughter, and love with each other. And this is called Touch a Rainbow. Touch a rainbow with our friends and loved ones. Let the colors shine on them with peace, sharing love, compassion, and laughter. Let the differences be less and the similarities increase. And this is called, oh my goodness, we're almost done, Entering and Exiting. And it goes, entering and exiting this time zone. Make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which will help us keep our equilibrium. It's a wonderful place in this life in which we live here. We learn, suffer, and rejoice, this earth school that is so dear. It's going by so fast, so much to do. Our loved ones only here for so long, and they are gone. It seems like minutes, only a few. Take the spiritual path. It's less treacherous and a ticket for later. It will help us see the difference between a lover and a hater. And when our exit is very near, that ticket will make you will make your passing without fear. And this is a dance poem for Sea Rider Dance Company. We stood in peace, we were a rainbow under the sun. We let go of every hurt, every betrayal, every attack, every sadness, and we gloried in the gift of the dance. However long, and we performed in the moment of divine recognition through art, through timeless energetic creations. And this one says, dance with me, let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey, let's let our bodies move to that creative liberation. It doesn't matter where it is. Dance is a sweet sensation. And this one goes, I kissed your eyes with butterflies while we are flying free, chasing eternity, and wished you a song for your day long. Can you hear my heart? It flutters and whispers to you. I'm hearing your heart. I'm missing you. And this one's called I Believe in Love. I believe in love. I look forward to love. I am love. Love is still part of me. Love is me. Love is you. Love is us. Allow love to empower your thoughts, your words. Even if you don't always feel it, say it out loud. I believe in love. I look forward to love. I am love. And the last one goes, ideas of being spiritual is what it's called. You hold your sword, your wand, your invisible staff. Now hear, see, feel, and remote your heart and soul into the dimensions of the light. This is your plight. Now live it and give it all you've got. You hold your sword, your wand, your invisible staff. Share it with love and compassion and integrity. That is how you have been taught. It is a lot. You are ready. And that's that.
Wow, Jen, that was absolutely amazing. So uplifting.
Thank you.
The energy was beautiful.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
I love your post,
awesome.
As we all do, and you've had so many comments.
Thank you.
You know, on Facebook. Wow,
yes,
Jen's
I have.
Is amazing. And it truly is. It's beautiful.
Thank
and
you
everyone,
so much.
Very synchronistic.
You're well.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah.
And everyone, this is Stacy. A little bit about me is my journey started with cookies flying off of my kitchen countertop, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen, and all this craziness propelled me to where I am today. At the beginning of my journey, Joan Rivers came in. She actually threatened me, and the crazier part of the story is we've been together ever since. She is now one of my guides, and she's left the door open. And those on the other side, they walk through that door continually. And in doing so, it gives me access to the most ironic and yet fascinating mixture of divine force. And I really feel that it helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide from all walks of life. So with that being said, I have two little channelings that I want to read. And the first one that I'm going to read is in honor of my grandson, Xavier. He's 12 years old, and he had his first book published, and it's up and running on Amazon as we speak. So, Xavier, I'm so proud of you. Now, I channeled this whole message. He was two, and it's not even, oh, my gosh, it's so simplistic compared to this manual that I looked at that he wrote, but I'm gonna share it anyway. And it's really funny because when he was 2 years old, he told me, Grammy, I want to be a paleontologist. And I'm like, a paleo what? So I had to look it up. Scientist who studies the history of life, you know, fossils of animals, their footprints. So Xavier told me at 2 years old, Grammy, I want to be a paleontologist. So this is a story that I channeled for him, and he was really, really little. I think he was like two. Hi, my name is Xavier, and I'm here to talk about my guardian angel, T-Rex Tim. He's a dinosaur. One day I was outside in our yard. I was looking for fossils when I found some dinosaur prints in the sandbox. I looked around, and I found some clues that led to Dad's tool shed. I opened the door, and out popped T-Rex Tim. He was a dinosaur wearing a halo, and he told me he was my guardian angel, and he had come from heaven to protect me. That's angels too. I love angels, and I love dinosaurs too, so of course this was the perfect combination. I love dinosaur shirts, dinosaur sneakers. I even love dinosaur pajamas. I couldn't imagine my angel being anything else. T-Rex Tim, he told me that he looked like a dinosaur, so I would recognize him. Mommy always talked about angels, especially at bedtime, and she told me not to be afraid because my guardian angel was always with me. But she never told me that he was a dinosaur. T-Rex, Tim, and I, we have lots of fun. We play hide and seek, but of course I always win. You know, after all, where can a dinosaur hide? He gives me a prehistoric piggyback ride, and we actually even have dinosaur egg hunts in our yard at night. I ask my mommy to turn out the light. Mommy, I'm a big boy now. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore because my guardian angel is always with me, T-Rex Tim. And he sleeps right by my car bed. He stays next to me when I sleep, and he keeps me safe until the morning light. God sent me a very special angel, T-Rex Tim. He protects me. Thank you, God, for sending me such a very special angel that just happens to be a dinosaur, too. So I'm sharing this, and when I did, he was young, I thought this would be a great, you know, little story for moms to share with their little ones when they, too, are afraid of the dark. So with that being said, the beautiful ladies that we have here tonight, you brought forth some energy even before we got on the show. Earlier, I fell asleep, and as I was waking up, I saw the actor, Ray Liotta. He passed, I believe, in May, and he's known for many roles. He played in Field of Dreams. He played in Goodfellas. There were so many other roles in so many movies. So do you guys know who I'm talking about, Ray Liotta?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So he looks like really rough looking and everything. So he's saying, hello, ladies. Wonderful it is to be here tonight and to listen to Angel Answers. Joan Rivers came and, you know, brought me over to the show. And he's saying, the first gig that I had was playing a dead body on a soap opera. Can you imagine? And as far back as I could remember, I just wanted to be a gangster. When I was asked to play Shoeless Joe Jackson, The Field of Dreams, which is a movie that I really enjoyed, he's saying, I didn't even understand the concept of that movie. And I felt, you know, wouldn't it have been even more exciting if someone maybe shot up the field instead of just plowing it? I even did a couple episodes with the Muppets, and that was harder than you could imagine as well. He was saying, I was always acting. So Joan Rivers, she said, you know, you've got to come and see these ladies, Ray. They're amazing. And he said, wow, when she told about the show, ladies, I was blown away. You ladies are real pistols. I mean that only in the best sense, of course. You really experience amazing when you call into your show or just listen to it. I did play a part in A Rumor of Angels, and this movie was based on a 100-year-old book containing inspiring messages about the afterlife. So I don't know if you ladies have seen that one, but I have seen that, and it was a little while ago, probably a couple months ago, and I didn't even make the connection because when he played in this movie, he had a very small part. But the movie is absolutely amazing because it's based upon a 1918 novel by Sun Livitz, and it's messages from a soldier to his mother from the other side. So I don't know if you guys are aware of that movie, but it's amazing.
And so what is the name of it called, do you think?
What's the name of it?
Yeah, A Rumor of Angels.
A Rumor of Angels. Okay.
It's beautiful.
It
you know, I see it.
Go ahead.
I see his face right now. I can see.
Okay,
I forgot who he was, and he just showed me.
Yes, well,
I
have to tell you, ladies, I'm reading this channeling from him because he was so excited that everyone was going to be here tonight, and he wants to send, of course, Liz love. He loves Liz as well. But as I said, like, the movie was based on a 100-year-old book, and it contains inspiring messages about the afterlife. And he said, my character in that movie tried to pretend that the death of my wife never happened. But he said, I have to tell you, I did believe in death. I really did. And I believed it wasn't the end. And he said, now I'm here to tell you that the afterlife and angels are real, people. And you ladies, you are unforgettable. How lucky are your callers to be able to connect and receive messages from their angels and loved ones, as well as getting totem animal readings and hearing amazing poetry and singing bowls. He's saying, you earth angels, you help with any kind of problems people seem to have, and you are amazing, and you're up to snuff with all of this. It doesn't get much better than this. And your show is like a good script. You tell people everything that they need to know, and when you work with the right people, it's exhilarating, it's fun. And you ladies truly have amazing chemistry together, and you're really committed to your work. And now we have Joan Rivers, and she's saying, okay, you said enough. You've said enough, right? And in comes, I see Betty White, and she has hot dogs, and she has vodka with lemons. I say, we do not promote drinking on the show. They're in the afterlife. They can do what they want. So Ray is going to take a seat. Ginger is saying, come on, Ray, I have your seat over here. And he is so excited to connect with us during the show tonight, and he's going to tell everybody else, of course. You know, he said, I acted, but you guys are the real deal. So with that being said, that's what I have for tonight, ladies.
Oh, that's
is amazing.
Just
beautiful.
Thank you.
It just, you know,
really
your energy,
neat.
when I I connect with you ladies and stuff. Like, I could feel like all the beautiful energy, and I think we just bounce things off of each other. We truly do. And it's just so, so cool. And, Jan, you're the one that does the totem animals, and I've had a pigeon around my house on a mountain, and I've never seen a pigeon before. This is, like, the first time in 12 years. And I had to look it up, and it says the pigeons are, you know, they represent fertility and prosperity, luck, transformation, you know? And and I'm like, never seen one on the mountain. So that was really amazing.
That is
amazing. I was walking the dog, and the dog was chasing the pigeon. I'm like, what is going on? I've never seen a pigeon here. So,
wow, that's a miracle.
Well, it's a pigeon. I don't know if it's a miracle. But it's funny. So I am going to turn the airwaves back over to Mary. And Mary, I'm sure we have a lot of callers waiting to connect
with you. And I almost forgot to introduce Liz. Liz sister is not here with us tonight, but I wanted to introduce her. I definitely forgot earlier. Liz sister is a spiritual counselor, intuitive tarot oracle reader, and Reiki healer. She also is a owner of a Reiki center. She also does singing bowls every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on her website, and you can find Liz on Instagram or Facebook at LizP11Love, and she's on there every Tuesday at 7 p.m., and her singing bowls are amazing and just, like, very healing. So I just wanted to share that as well. So if you're free on Tuesday at 7 p.m., just log on to her page. And with that being said, I think we should be taking callers because it's like a slew of them. So are you ladies ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Okay. Area code 614, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes.
What's your first name? You have a bad connection. Hello? Okay. We can't hear that caller. If you can hear us at area code 614, just try and call us back and I'll pick you up next. All right, our next caller is area code 904. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Pat.
Pat. Hi, Pat. Patricia. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I do. It's a relationship, well, a potential relationship. There's a man in my work area that was, like, in pursuit of me, but he was just moving way too fast and I could barely hear his words because energetically he was, like, corralling me. And then I got sick for a few weeks, so I wasn't at work. And we're not always around each other, different areas. So it feels like it's kind of toned down now. So I just wanted to know, I kind of would like to be friends first and see where it goes from there. So I just want to see what you see around all that.
Okay. Ladies,
hey,
do you want to go first?
Sure, I can go first. Absolutely.
Pat, sure.
Hey, Pat, this is Jan.
Hi.
I see a deer around you right away.
Hmm.
Deer? And I get right to it, too. I open the book, and it's right there to the deer. And I will just, deer, the key words for deer is grace, compassion, intuition, and hidden strength. Hidden strength is one of the biggest things about the deer, and they remind you to listen to your intuition and to proceed gently, and they help you to resolve situations. That's what they're there for. And be very watchful of the situation. Take heart. And you're on your way to becoming your true self. And
cool.
That's all I'm going to say for the deer right now. because we have a lot of messages coming to you, but I just wanted to give you that.
Oh, thank you. I had an affinity for the deer, too. And somebody
really?
Once asked me, we were talking about totem animals, and they asked me what I was, and I said, I'm a deer. They said, why are
no
you
way.
A deer? I said, because I tend to be.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, thank
All
you.
All right, there's a confirmation for you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Jen, I agree with you. What I got, you know, with this, can this relationship work? I do feel, you know, there's still some life in the relationship, but I do feel there's confusion as well.
There is.
One or both of you are a little restless and curious. I don't know if it's you or he. Okay.
It's a little what?
Restless. A little restless.
Hmm.
You know, so one or both of you. And I do feel like, you know, the 4th of July wasn't too long ago, and I feel like, you know, there's no sparks between the two of you going on right now because something hasn't been mended, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you know, it can still shape up, but the both of you really have to have open communication. Do you have that?
Well, it's kind of strange. I mean, like I said, we work together, but it's a really big place, and sometimes we're near each other and sometimes we're not. And most of the communication really has been more telepathically because we can, you know, both be
okay.
at that. But at the same time as he was, like, you know, verbally trying to pursue me, energetically he was corralling me, so I just couldn't even listen to his words because I felt like I was being corralled and dried up, you know, just energetically. So it made me just kind of ignore really what he was saying.
Which one of you is younger than the other?
He's 3 years younger than me.
Okay. Yeah, because I felt there was, like, you know, a difference in age. And I'm also getting, you know, I'm hearing my dog Ginger saying is food is the way to a man's heart. Are you a good cook?
Average.
Average, but does he like to eat?
Yes.
Does he like to eat? Because I was...
No, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
I don't know how to
explain it. I feel, too, like with him, he's a little afraid to have a good time for some reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he questions life quite a bit.
Mm.
That's what I'm showing. And I feel like he lives more in his mind than he does, like, in the physical. Okay, and his energy, you know, suffers because of that. So
yeah.
I do feel like the two of you are, like, you're definitely not on the same page presently, hon. There, you know, so that's, you know, that's an issue, okay? So, like I said, there are obstacles present, and, you know, they have to be worked through for the relationship to keep going forward, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so... There is a little, like, there's a little trouble in paradise, as Ginger is saying. So I have the opportunity maybe to talk to him. Okay?
Yeah.
And, Jen, I'm seeing a cat around this situation. I don't know, like, what a cat has to do with love. Jen, can you come in and help with that? I'm seeing a cat. Just walked by.
Well, I can tell you that the cat is a animal that always lands on its feet, no matter how much they've been messed with or whatever is happening. So they're always going to be upright on their feet, and they're going to be okay. Their key words are magic, independence, healing, clairvoyance, curiosity. And cats reflect independence, free thinking. They like to work at night. And they remind us of our psychic abilities, and they remind us of the healing arts. Also, if the cat crosses your path, look out for new magic coming into your life too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, our caller is starting to heal. So I definitely felt healing. And my dog Ginger is saying to you, hon, you need a new leash on life. I'm going to turn you over to the other lady.
Yeah.
That's what I have for you as well. God bless.
Okay, thank you, hon.
So this is Catherine. And I actually got the same reading that DC did in terms of you know, taking action. Like Jesus was saying, why are you waiting to take the next step to assist you along your path and do away with procrastination and uncertainty? And in your heart, you do know what to do. So you're just being pushed to get going, basically. And then just, you know, think about what you actually want, right? So focus on the pursuit of what you want, not what, you know, is confusing right now, what you don't have, or, you know, what he wants. It's just your pursuit of what it is that you want. So it's just basically, it's a take action card, and it's more in the lines of just go in the direction of your heart. And if you're having, you know, if you're just having challenges right now in terms of where you want to go, move in a different direction and see what happens.
Okay.
But it's up to you, right?
Okie dokie.
Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah, I feel kind of stale and stagnant, so I do feel like I need another direction. And I've just been thinking about that lately. But it's just time for
because
a change.
It's saying it's not just going to happen on its own. Because otherwise, if you don't take action, it's going to stay stagnant.
It's what?
So basically, you know, you're using the word stagnant, and it makes sense because the angels are saying, you know, you need to take action, otherwise nothing's going to change. So in that sense, it makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Mary?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That was perfect, ladies. And what I kept hearing was take a leap of faith. Jump into it. So it's like take a leap of faith every time everyone was talking. So I pulled two cards fell out for you from the postcards from Spirit Pack, and it says, dear you, there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap. No matter how dangerous it might seem, well, hold on to your parachute strings, for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what, we will not let you fall, drown, get lost, or hurt yourself in any way on this one. Even if it may feel like you are in a free fall, we are here for you. And you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. I am totally like goosebumps everywhere. All the elements are in place and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself that's the point. We love your courage and embrace it. And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, celebrate life. That's a beautiful message, taking that leap. And then the next card that fell out for you was, dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunity that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here in spirit is rooting for you to win the game of life. So just do it. Loving you so, so, so much. And then at the back of the card is beautiful. It has a key and it says, unlock your magic. Wow. That is so beautiful. Pat, I was I had goosebumps all over reading those cards because it totally resonated.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Pat. Really? I'll place you on hold and have a great evening.
Thank you, ladies. You too. Enjoy the evening. God bless y'all. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Pat. Thank you.
Wow, ladies, that was amazing.
That was amazing. Wow, beautiful.
And you know, we have Ray Liotta coming in. Ray Liotta's coming in. He's saying to everyone, if in fact you had a bad relationship, don't be afraid to give love another shot.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay,
beautiful.
So our first caller actually called back, so let's try to pick that person up and see if we can hear them now.
Awesome.
Area code 614, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my first name is Philson.
Shelton?
Philson, like F-I-L, like Philip.
Oh, Philson.
Philson.
Okay. Philson. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I recently ended a relationship, but I'm struggling with constantly, and they were not healthy for me, but I'm struggling with constantly thinking about them and feeling like I'm going to go back, and it already set me back so much, the little amount of time that I spend with them. I was wondering if you can give me any encouragement to keep me from going back or making sense of this, these thoughts.
Okay. Lady?
Uh-huh. Is whoever.
Go ahead, Jan. Go ahead.
No, I don't. You go right ahead. I don't mean to. Just whatever.
We'll go the same way we did, Jan. You go first for the reading.
Okay.
And then
all right.
Yep.
Okay. So Hilton, I see a bunny right away, a rabbit. So big ears, just big eyes, looking like woo. And just hanging out right there and see. I'm trying to get, you know, they like to hop along, and but they are the most fertile. They're very fertile animals. So, you know, they want to be with people. I mean, they want to connect, you know. And I'm sorry, I can't find it. I'm trying to look it up, and I can't get it to you fast enough. If somebody else wants to go ahead. I can't get there fast
enough.
Okay,
Jen. You know what? I'll add a little bit, and you can come back after you look it
up.
Wilson, this is DC, hon. What I got, like you spoke of the relationship you were in, and I'm getting, you know, like you've got to decide if you want to keep doing this, okay? And nothing can work, you know, in a relationship, which is a partnership, if both of you guys aren't on the same page and wanting to really work together. And I'm getting, you know, if in fact, you know, you were on your own, I know that new love is coming for you, okay? And
okay.
The angels are saying that you really deserve to have, like, that beautiful, romantic, you know, love that you dream of, and it can be yours, okay? And I'm hearing the word soul, like soulmate, okay? And I feel like the soulmate, like I could almost see you touching this beautiful soulmate, okay?
Okay.
So you've got a decision to make, you know, if you want to continue on, you know, with this person or you want to go forward, it's up to you. But I feel like, you know, if things don't work out between the two of you, I feel like someone different is coming in the wintertime.
Okay, someone better for me.
I was hearing soulmate, okay? But you have to work on yourself, too, in the meantime, okay? A relationship involves two people. You've got to love yourself first. Do the mirror work. You go in the bathroom and you tell yourself, Wilson, I love you. I love you. And you're deserving of the love that, you know, you're looking for. And celebrate the beautiful person that you are, Wilson. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, you've got to really, you know, be devoted to, you know, the love that you're looking for, but it starts with you loving you. You're the most important person in any relationship, okay? So you've got to love yourself first and do things for yourself that you would do, you know, if you were with someone else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to, you've really got to take care of yourself. And with that being said, I just want to ask, I saw money around you. Are you waiting for any kind of money? But I was just seeing, like, my dog came in, and I was seeing, like, pennies from heaven that kept coming in.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of in a hole right now after that relationship, so I was really hoping that some money would come in.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting, like, money. Ginger, my dog, is saying, oh, she's going to be, you know, well off. She's, you know, she's a beautiful young woman, and she's going to be set with money, okay? So she was showing me that. I'm not sure where the money is coming from, but it could come from, you know, a couple different sources, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also seeing, like, there's a gentleman, like an older gentleman. So I don't know if that's someone in your family or someone you will meet, but I did see money coming. And with that being said, I'm going to see if Jan wants to, you know, connect again and finish her reading.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, DC. That was great. So what I get here, rabbit, the keywords are sensitivity, creativity, optimism, caution, and humility, and they're associated with the moon and the fairy realm. Rabbit is sensitive and flexible and ready to change when the situation calls upon it. It sounds like that's what's going on here. They are well organized. They do things according to plan. Very loving, artistic, sensitive, and they're really into the diet. They stress here, try to go on a vegetarian diet just for a few days, just to try something different, to something lighter. But they are saying that you're very sensitive, articulate, and artistic, and are able to deal with uncomfortable situations. You're a great strategist. So, if you have your backup plan, which I'm feeling like you do, I'm feeling like the wheels are churning in your mind about all of this. I think you're going to be able to handle whatever comes through here through a change. I'm feeling change. That's what I'm feeling. So I'm gonna leave you with that. Are you feeling that? Are you churning in your mind a little bit about this and how you're feeling to change? That's what I'm getting. So listen, good luck, and I know you're gonna be okay.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. That's
you're
what
welcome.
I need here. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Catherine? So this is Catherine. All right. So, Filton, I pulled the heart chakra card for you. Number one, this situation will improve is what I'm getting, but this is really interesting because the heart chakra, the answer that you're seeking, the angels are saying, is that it's in your heart right now. So be open to giving and receiving love. The heart chakra, it's important because you want to trust this, right? You want to honor your emotions, and you want to trust the wisdom that you're getting and not ignore it. The card calls for you to open up your heart to love. So even if you've been hurt, the angels are assuring you that you will be protected, your heart will be protected, and it's safe for you to feel love and other emotions. And what's really interesting right now, which is synchronistic, is that I'm reading, you know, just reading further as far as, like, you know, thinking about action steps, and it's right here where it's saying, you know, wear a heart-shaped rose and a quartz, clear quartz crystal pendant. And just on my walk today, I found a heart-shaped leaf, and I picked it up, and it was red, and then I have a clear quartz pendant right in front of me. So I just thought that was very interesting.
Wow.
But you want to listen. Yeah, that's very, very synchronistic. But basically, just get back to your heart chakra and just, you know, just listen to yourself, right? And listen to what you really feel, and don't question yourself. And just open your heart up to love, whether or not, you know, you were hurt before, and there is a breakup, and right, because whether it's a fire or it's not, there is someone else.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Felton. It's Mary. I was chilled. I resonate with all the readings. I was chilled with DC's reading with the soulmate. Like, I was really, like, I was close to tears because I felt like the love, that love that's going to come in for you, it's going to be, like, true love. And, again, I'm getting that chill. So, and the card that came out for you, I was told to pick from the fairies deck for you, and it's celebration, the card celebration. And I'm, again, with lots of chills all over my body. So I'm going to read it, and then there were a couple of messages that were coming through while the ladies were giving you the messages. It says, get ready to let your hair down and celebrate. It's time to go out to dance and play. An invitation could be on the way. Again, chilled again. An invitation to a special occasion could be on the way. So it's time to put on your dancing shoes, or be ready to kick off your shoes and dance in bare feet in nature. Have you been working too hard recently? Perhaps you've just forgotten what it's like to have fun. It's easy to get wrapped up in work and in the more mechanical and mundane activities of daily life, which means we often forget to prioritize essential fun time. This card reminds you that it's time to celebrate, whether you go out or stay in. Perhaps you could invite some good friends round and host your own fairy themed party, or even a fairy ball. Even when times are challenging, there's always something to celebrate. You don't need an official reason. Just being alive is more than worthy cause for a celebration. Dance, rejoice, and celebrate life in its magical glory. So before I continue, like, it's really great to wake up every morning and be grateful that you're alive, right? Be grateful, thank God, or whomever you resonate with. Is just like being grateful that you have another day to live your life full of joy, to be healthy. I mean, we take so many things for granted in life, you know, that it's good to say thank you. Thank you, body. I love you, body. And like VC said, like the mirror work, you know, just loving yourself because, you know, yeah, we can call in our soulmate or want love, but the first thing is self-love. Self-love is the most important. I mean, until we get to that point where we love ourselves, every part of ourselves, and we're 100%, then that's when, you know, things start flowing in. So we have to be the epitome of love in order to reflect that specific love that we want, because whatever we put out there is we're going to get the mirror of it, right? So if we're not ready for love, we're going to get someone that's not ready to commit. That's just an example, right? If we're so much in love with ourselves that we take ourselves out to date or like buy flowers for yourself at home, you know, or have a nice cooked meal for yourself, those are things to show yourself self-love. So I just wanted to put it out there that's, you know, some things that we could do for self-love. And then it says, do you have a birthday coming soon? Do you, Felton?
No, my birthday is in May.
Oh, okay. So it just passed. Okay. Or there's probably something, a celebration that's coming. And it says, always make sure to keep a diary to mark down special occasions so you never have to miss a thing, and have your party clothes ready just in case you receive an unexpected invitation. It's good to be spontaneous, as that's where there's always an extra sprinkling of fairy dust and magic. Fairies are excellent at celebrating. They find the fun even in little things and need no excuse for a party. The energy of celebration is around you now. So I just wanted to let you know that some of the things I was getting is obviously, you know, we need to emanate what we want, you know, like if we want a great love that would commit, then be ready, you know, have that as well. And the qualities, just make a list of the qualities of the man, of the person that you want to manifest in your life. That way, you know, the universe is out there in the universe, and, you know, they listen. The universe listens. So that's all I have for you, Filson, and I hope that really helps.
Yeah, that was really helpful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, and make sure you give us a call.
I will. Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Everyone.
Okay. You're welcome. Wow, beautiful.
That was really
beautiful.
Really beautiful messages. I just love listening to everybody.
Oh, and we love listening to you too, Jan.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. So are you ladies ready for our next caller? We're just going to them.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, area code 919. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. Well, my first name is Sandra, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Kay. Okay. Hi, Kay.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Do you have a question?
Thank you
for
taking the call. I do. So I have, it's a different way of interviewing. I have to do this video recording. It's a preliminary interview for an amazing opportunity. It is the one that I truly want. The company is just phenomenal. And I have this recruiter that is just like no one I've ever met in my life. She actually scheduled some time with me today to prep me for this. So I feel wonderful about this, and I'm just praying and trusting that this is the one that is for my greatest and highest good, and I just wanted to see what do you see.
Okay. Ladies?
Sure.
Jan?
Hi. Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hey, it's Jan. That sounds really neat. The first animal I get is a lion. And just right there, wow, what a beautiful face it has. And they are majestic, as you know.
Yes.
Just so amazing. They are leaders, and they take the lead. That's one of their main qualities, and they're what do you call it? They have stamina, and they're very dignified, and they
yes.
hold their head up high, and
yes.
they're much stronger than you think, than what people think. They have a lot of emotional strength.
Right.
If you ever, their presence is just amazing. And they, let's see, that's pretty much, they have organizational skills. They're best
yes.
functioning. They're best functioning in a group, community
yes.
rather than being
yes.
alone. They can stretch their capabilities to always learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a really amazing animal. What it feels like to me, and you'll get
okay.
more messages from the ladies, is that this mm-hmm. animal is sitting right here with so much regal, positive energy. I'm feeling really good about it. This animal is coming
oh,
in
wonderful.
And saying, give it your best shot. You've already given it your best shot. I mean, you are, boom. That's what it feels like to me. It feels positive.
Great.
So I'm just going to leave you with that. I mean, I'm just giving you what
okay.
I feel. I'm going to leave you
Wonderful.
With that.
Wonderful. Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
CC?
This is Catherine.
Oh.
You want me to go?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to DC.
I'm here. I had a phone call on the other line. That's okay. You can go
oh,
first,
okay.
Catherine.
Oh, okay. Oh. So I'm getting very similar to what you just heard. It's basically visualize success
and new beginnings and fresh starts and just see yourself doing well in the situation and have faith in a positive outcome.
Mm.
Because remember, your thoughts, your feelings, your words, whatever, you know, you're thinking, you know, that's coming to fruition. So you want to be careful, like, you know, just stay positive. Stay positive and just visualize that success and don't worry, you know, about anything.
Okay.
You know, and just see yourself doing well in this situation is basically what I'm getting. Visualize success as your focal point and just kind of look at a blank canvas, like, for instance, right, that you're going to paint and visualize what it is that you want, right? So you're visualizing it, you're feeling it, you're putting yourself in that position, and again, you're saying positive affirmations. I am successful in this new role and whatever that new role is, right? But the first part I did pull was new beginnings and a fresh start. So
wonderful.
Good luck with you. Sounds great.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And it's funny that you were saying to her about the, you know, the new role, because I had Ray Liotta coming in, and he was an actor who passed in May, and he came in and said, you know, please just see yourself, visualize yourself in that role. Feel it, own it. So, tell a lucky star over your head, and I just feel like this is your time, and this is a time of positive changes, new opportunities, and my dog Ginger came. And she's saying, show me the money. And she's yelling, woo-hoo. And this is a financial, you know, success.
Yes.
She's saying, girlfriend,
yes,
you truly deserve it. And she's saying, look at the horizon. Look how promising it is. Feel as if you've already gotten the role. It's yours, okay?
Thank you.
I have
thank
to
you,
ask, though, is there a significant birthday coming for someone, you or someone in your family?
Yes. My mother passed, but her birthday would be coming up tomorrow. No, the 14th. Is tomorrow the 14th? Yes, tomorrow.
Okay, well, it is your mother coming in, and she's with you, and she's going to help you. Have you been finding, like, little things? Because she's saying, I'm putting things in her way, so she'll see that I'm here.
Yes.
And she's been
like,
connecting
I have this
with
black
you
with rug.
Same.
Okay, I have this black rug, and I just, oh, my God, the there are two canaries right out on my deck right now. Oh, my God, and I always associate my mom with the canary. I just walked that up, too.
Thank you.
Did you see there's two right here?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Saying, trust your heart. You know, trust your beautiful messages. Trust, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's just, it's just beautiful. She's a great communicator. She's absolutely amazing. And she's saying, you know, you're amazing, too. She's telling me that you're clairsentient. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So she wants you to start connecting with your beautiful abilities.
Ooh, that's so scary. Okay.
Like everything sense energy. You know, you physically feel like others what they're feeling. She's saying, please trust your feelings, trust your intuition, and she's saying there's nowhere to go but up. And I don't know what kind of music she likes, but she's playing some kind of music in the background.
Gospel. Probably gospel.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Gospel movie. Yes.
She's saying just...
Wow.
She's saying, baby, just please be yourself. You were born to be an original. Just be you. You've got this.
Wow. Oh, my God. That is so amazing. I just stepped out and... Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Well, I'm going to turn over to the other ladies. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
I think it's me, right? It's Mary.
Uh-huh.
I think everyone else went. Kate, I got so excited when you asked the question about this new opportunity. So I got really excited, and that means a lot, right? Because if I didn't get excited, then that means that, you know. And then I also got a postcard from Spirit for you, fill out, and it says, "Dear you, the simple yet powerful law of cause and effect means everything is in relationship. Every action on earth has a consequence, and even in the spirit world, there is a consequence for every action taken on your behalf. Right now, you're facing conditions that were set in motion by past decisions. Consequences are coming into being in your favor." Oh my gosh, I'm so chilled. "They will remind you that making good choices and listening to your intuition really pay off. If some things are a little off and uncertain, know that whatever you are facing, you could step beyond it just by using your imagination and acting on that instead of reacting to what is being presented. Everything you think and do has far-reaching reverberations in the web of life. Move to higher ground and have faith that what goes around comes around. The universe is always self-correcting anyway. Isn't that amazing? How we adore you."
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And in the back of the card, it says, "You are divine beauty, Kay."
Wow.
That's just a beautiful message. So, you know, putting out there that this is yours, if this is what you want, just put it out there, universe, that this is yours. Just claim it. Like all the ladies said, just claim it, and it is yours, you know. It's and
beautiful.
It's like, wow, I just can't say anymore because the card pretty much explained everything.
yes. All of you guys did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I listen to you guys every week.
And I
don't necessarily always get in the queue. Sometimes I just want to listen because I know sometimes there could be a message for someone else, but I felt led this time, and I'm grateful. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kay. Thank you, and I'll place you on hold. God bless you. And make sure to give us a call when you get this, okay?
I will. All right, bless you.
Okay.
You all.
Okay, have a great day. Wow, that's awesome. What a great caller.
That was so amazing.
Yeah, that was incredible.
I love her energy. I love Kay's energy.
I did too,
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah, she has amazing.
I could feel it.
And her mom, you know, as well,
had
amazing energy.
Yeah,
she's her mother's daughter.
Yes. How beautiful. Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So are you ready? Are you ladies ready? We're just like going through these colors like pretty quickly.
We have
to. So
we've got to keep it going, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Area code 770. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
We have to. So we've got to keep it going, right?
Hello?
Yeah. Awesome. All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, yes.
Hello.
Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My first name is Maddie.
Maddie? Oh,
hi,
Maddie.
Hi. Hello.
Do you have a question for us?
Do you help with dreams?
You can ask a question. And we can try.
Okay.
<You know.
laughs> I get that. I totally understand. I had a dream last night about I was so happy. I had traveled like 20 miles wherever, and I looked around. It was nothing but beautiful mountains. And when I woke up, I saw the name Molly, and written in black bold letters on a white background. And I thought, what does the mountains and Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E, mean?
Wow, I'm so chilled.
Funny?
Hmm. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it anybody? I'm just going to go ahead and give her the animal I see right now.
Okay.
Jan, Maddie. I'm seeing a horse. I'm seeing a horse for you. Several horses. It's like a group of horses riding in a pack slowly it's like a, what do you call it? Like the Wild West, you know, it's outside with desert and mountain, areas. And there's, but I don't see a lot of people, but it feels like there's a lot of people. But anyway, so it's, you know, it's a pack of horses. But the first thing I saw when you were talking immediately was a pink house and trees. So I don't know if that resonates at all, or it may resonate later. But, yeah, I saw this
pink house.
And a pink house with trees, yeah.
Wow.
Do you know of anything like that? But you might figure that might come later. You never know.
That might, a pink house, yes. A pink house definitely will come later because I'm around trees, but I live around trees.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
A pink house, no.
Pink house, no. Okay. That's all right. It may, you may
I know.
Figure that out. You know how that goes. It comes later, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a house is coming later because I have been thinking about another house. Yes.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but the horses, they are, you know, horses are all about independence and travel. They're into that. And they, new adventures. And I know you asked about Molly. I'm not getting Molly yet. I'm just getting what the horse is saying. Be very protective about psychic attacks. And they want to protect you about any kind of external circumstances, victimizing or things like that. That's interesting. Freedom is the highest priority. Freedom is the highest priority with the horse. Sometimes they don't get the approval of others because they will buck when someone tries to stifle them. And
that's true. That's, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they travel
movies.
To.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they travel to other dimensions and realities. They're a very interesting animal. They're very loyal to others. They are trustworthy, but they do like to wander and explore. I mean, this is what these horses were doing. They were out there wandering and exploring. They are also natural leaders and evoke confidence in others. So that is the scene I'm getting for you, is this these horses out in the outside areas traveling and going along.
Wow.
It's a slow ride, though. It's not fast.
Right.
Slow ride.
Slow ride.
But it's freedom. They represent freedom, mostly.
And I love freedom.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I do, yeah. I freelance. That's because I love freedom.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Jen, when you said about the horse, I actually saw a farm with animals,
okay.
And I did see horses, you know?
Cool.
So,
yep.
So, yeah, as soon as you said, like, a horse, I saw a farm. But Molly, like, as we know, that's a beautiful little girl's name as well, and it does mean, like, star of the sea, okay? Or it could also mean, like, little pearl. So there's a lot of meaning to that. And also, when you're dreaming about like pink, the color pink, in regard to a house, it represents compassion, it represents wealth, to have a brighter outlook on life. And it also is saying to you, are you ready to explore the hidden aspects of yourself, things that you probably aren't, you know, aware of?
I am ready to explore things that I've never explored before. I feel it coming from within. Like, that's a change.
Right.
Like, I'm
ready
for a
change.
Well,
you know what? There's a lot of spiritual enlightenment coming forward. You're going to have visions. You're going to have dreams. some ideas. And you've got to allow and, like, work on these beautiful spiritual qualities that you have. You're very creative. You're filled with energy, you know, and this is the time to, you know, allow yourself to resonate, with all of this, okay? And pink also resonates with resources, okay? Are there others that are trying to, like, sort of hold you back? Because sometimes, it, you know, pink represents a shield that you would put up because others may be trying to sort of hold you back.
Are there others trying to hold me back? I think...
In any aspect of your life, because it does mean that someone maybe like, a little bit uneasy of what you can do, you know. It could be professionally. It could be personally, you know. So just, you know, pay attention to who is around you and also, you know, like allow whatever is within your subconscious to come forward, okay?
I will.
So pink is very, very meaningful, in fact, and, you know, in that dream. But when Jan said horse, I saw a farm and I actually did see horses. And
wow.
I feel like you're going to be honored for the talents that you have. I feel there's going to be success. There's going to be recognition. You're a very hardworking woman. And I feel like, you know, good is coming your way. This is something you deserve, okay?
Yee-hoo. Ooh, la la, yes.
Have you been thinking about maybe taking a trip?
Yes.
That's what I feel like, a lot of energy around, maybe like taking a trip. Yeah, I feel like, you know, you're going to reach some kind of milestones. You're going to accomplish some goals. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay. Oh, a lot, yes. That's
what I was getting, like, in regard to all of that. I don't know if you connect with the Ascendant Masters, but I do see Ascendant Masters around you, okay? And maybe read about them, see, you know, which ones resonate with you. You know, just be open to the connection that, you know, is ready to come forward, okay? I feel like, you know, spiritually you're ready for the enlightenment that is coming your way. To do that, it would be preferable for you to get outside and just, you know, enjoy nature. Become inspired, okay? And allow yourself just to, you know, feel the energy that is with you. Okay, so I do feel there's going to be, you know, there's going to be something major that's going to happen, and I feel like it's possibly going to be in the winter time. Okay, if you have any kind of documents of any kind that come before you, please read them over very carefully. It's really important, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I do feel, like I said, I do feel positive about everything. So, you know, don't be alarmed. But just, like I said, start, you know, connecting with the beautiful Ascendant Masters that are waiting to connect with you. And as I said that, the first one that I saw was Archangel Sandalphon. Okay, he's one of the easiest archangels to connect with. He lived an earthly life. So he understands everything that we are going through. He knows, you know, how you feel when you feel something, and he's going to help you to reconnect and really to live a fulfilled life on Earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would call on Archangel Sandalphon and let him help you, you know, to reach your potential, and he'll help you by starting with raising your vibration. A good way to connect with him is music. If you love music, play
music.
Okay, and then invite him in, okay?
I do. I will. But I love upbeat music. I love upbeat music that just ignite every cell in my body. I just want to dance and feel alive.
That's cool.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn you over now. You still have a few more messages. God bless.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Okay, this is Catherine. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Kath. Catherine.
Hi. So DC said winter, and that is the exact card that I just pulled for you, winter.
And
that's the what card?
Winter.
Winter card, yes.
W-I-N-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
All right. So basically what this means is that it's a time to really take care of yourself. So do everything you need to be at your best and just move beyond the fears and any limitations you think you might have. You know, whether it's working, for instance, alone, or thriving within, like, you know, a bunch of people, just feel that you know where you need to go. So it's your intuition that's going to lead you, okay? But this there's a wolf on this card as well. And it is helping you to move beyond whatever insecurities and just, you know, relax, help you relax to be in that space where you're going to be able to, you know, meditation brings answers as well. You know, just think about what it is that you honestly want, because you do have opportunities to move past these fears, right? So you just want to ask yourself, what is it that you need to feel supported and alive, and, you know, if it's something from your past, you know, that gets brought up, tell me if this makes sense to you. If it's brought up and brought into the light, then more than likely this is going to create the space that you need for something new to come into your life, right? That's going to help. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense. Yes.
Okay. So you're basically wanting to take care of your needs.
Yes.
But also the mountain card. So mountains are strong. Mountains are strong, and they're wise, and they've been around forever, and they're deep-rooted in the earth, and they reach high heights, and it's a great card in terms of, like, no matter what happens to them, right, they're always going to remain strong, immovable, unshakable, and they also fierce energies of strength and resilience. So mountain energy is powerful because it's, if you think about it, it's firmly rooted in Mother Earth, right? And and it's just basically saying, if you're feeling challenged or pressured at this time, know that your spirit is more powerful than you think. This is a great card in my opinion, because that dream with the mountains is a powerful one, because it's an unshakable one. It's one of strength, and it's deeply rooted in Mother Earth, and you can feel positive about, you know, positive things. About the Molly, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about the Molly. And big, bold, black letters in the background, Molly. And then I woke up and just said, Molly is here. Molly. And I said, maybe this is our spirit guide. I don't know. Well, you know.
Maybe.
Wow.
All right.
Hi, Maddie. Are you?
Hi.
Sorry, Catherine.
No, it's
can
good.
I go, Catherine? Oh, okay. Maddie, so what I was getting with Molly, although I spelled it the other way, there's a mountain in the metro area of Washington that is actually called Molly, but the other Molly, O-L-L-Y. So I don't
and
know
I
if you want to
I saw IE, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right, it's different than the spelling you gave us. And again, it's mountains, you know, that's where they are. And then the Ascended Master that I was getting for you that I kept hearing was Buddha. And, you know, Buddha is known for enlightenment, right? And like DC mentioned, you are being enlightened at this point, at this time. You know, and everyone is awakening, you know, and coming into their true selves, right, at this point in time. This is a spiritual enlightenment that's going on with you, I feel, and that's why that dream you're able to remember, because it's a place that you need to visit. That's what I feel. I really definitely get chills with that, and normally that's just a confirmation of what that is. Doing meditations is really great to, like, you know, get enlightened and come into, you know, like, quietness, and that's when you tap into your intuition as well. And I pulled a card for you because they wanted me to, from the postcards for spirit for you, and this is what came for you. It says, "Dear you, there is only one you, and you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic, and that means you have to be fully yourself and let go of being what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous and stand tall in your convictions. Being yourself is a powerful statement and will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have. Choose what your heart wants and know that your purpose is yours alone. No one else can claim your magic nor take it away from you. When you place authenticity,
I like that.
Right? Isn't it beautiful? I'm so
beautiful.
Thrilled. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one, Maddie." I had to add that.
Mm-hmm.
"Love you always and forever." Oh my gosh. And the back of the card, there's a unicorn and it says, "You are magic." And did you get a horse? Did you get a horse from Jam?
A unicorn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And now you got a unicorn. Wow. How magical.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow. That is so beautiful, Maddie. So look up the meaning of the unicorn as well. You can look up the spiritual meaning of the unicorn, or maybe it's also your spirit animal. Another one.
I will. Wow. A unicorn. yes. Isn't that a flying horse?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, and this one, it doesn't show, like, wings, but, yeah, for me, like, that's what I associate unicorns, like, with wings. But it's so beautiful. So you have some other things coming to you. You are definitely
beautiful.
Enlightening.
Awakening. Beautiful, because, like I said earlier, I've definitely been feeling within. It's like,
yeah,
wow, I
good.
Just feel. I feel like
yeah.
there's a burst. Like it's going to change. There's a change. And I just feel it in my soul.
Oh, Maddie, a quick question. Have you been seeing, like, numbers? I don't know why you want me to ask that.
Have I been seeing what?
Synchronistic numbers. 5, 5.
I've noticed
1,
that
1.
Last week, I noticed, I looked at the time, it was 11:11. That's what you meant?
Ooh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
11:11.
Okay,
so there was a reason why they want me to ask that. So whenever you see those numbers, look up those numbers. What I do is, or I used to do a lot until I now remember what the meanings are, was I used to have a notebook of the messages that they gave me throughout the day, which is the angels are giving you messages. So those numbers represent a message they want you to know. So in the beginning, mine was right on with it, you know, like, you need to do this. You have everything you need to continue on your journey, you know, or, you know, like, spiritual, they want you to go a different direction. They'll tell you in these numbers. So I would, if you can, the notebook, and then just, you know, write them down. And at the end of the night, I used to, like, create a message from them. And they knew exactly what I would do every night. So the messages from them were all those numbers that I received throughout the day. I would look at them and write them all down, the meaning. And you could find that on, you know, Google under angel numbers.
Okay.
And just
okay.
Google that. Because they definitely wanted me to bring that up for you. So their messages are coming through to through those numbers. So just pay attention to them. You know, you can't do it on a notebook because it's too time consuming. Just look them up, you know, as they come, you know, and just see what they're trying to tell you. But 1111 is spiritual enlightenment. You're coming into like spiritual alignment. So that's really amazing that, you know, DC called that. She did say that. So
wow.
Thank you so much, Maddie, for calling, and make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything is. God bless you, and I hope to hear from you soon. And I'll place you on
I will. I definitely thank each and every one of you. Thank you so
You're
much.
So
thank you. And Maddie, just one more thing. Maddie, just one
yes.
more thing. Will you let us know about the house?
Yeah,
I'm so curious about it now. Okay.
I don't think it would be pink, though.
If I yeah, it might not
go
be.
Out and buy a new house, I don't think it would be pink.
Okay.
You never know.
Okay.
But, thank you.
All right.
You guys on every Wednesday evening?
Yes, every Wednesday
yes.
evening at 7 p.m., yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Again,
bye-bye.
Have a great evening.
Okay.
Okay.
You too.
Bye bye.
Wow, that's
beautiful. Wow.
Oh, I forgot to tell Maddie that she could also tune in to us on Mondays when we start our show, Catherine and I as well. So, okay, so we're doing so well. Oh my gosh. Are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Area code 229, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, it's Melvin.
Melvin? Hi, Melvin.
Hey.
Do you have a question for us this evening, Melvin?
Well, just whatever you all picking up, because I have a lot of questions, but, well, it's just this one question. I had a colonoscopy yesterday. And I came home, and my brother-in-law picked me up, and the nurse gave me some documents, the results of it, and I put it in my book bag, and I cannot find it. And, I mean, it's just me stay here, but my caregiver came by yesterday, and I just want to know, did she go in my book bag and get my documents, or did I leave it in my brother-in-law's car, or do you all know where it's at? I can't find it.
You can
call
on Anthony, though. Right? Isn't he the saint that helps you with finding lost items?
Yes, Saint Anthony.
Yes.
And there's a little rhyme, Tony, gather round. Something's lost, it must be found.
Ah, perfect.
It always seems to help.
That's
it's
neat.
Just, but it's amazing. I would call and see if it's in the car. That's what Ginger's saying. You know, give a call and see if it's in the car.
Yeah, I did call him, and he said that he didn't see it. But he's not a trustworthy type guy, neither.
Well, it may have fallen on the floor, Melvin. Sometimes you can't, you know, you can't see it. It may have, like, went under the seat, possibly. So we're just going to keep calling on St. Anthony and asking him, you know, to help that paper to be found. And if it's not found, maybe they could send you another copy if you call the place where you had the procedure.
Yes, ma'am. I can get another copy, but I'm concerned about my Social Security numbers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, That is a concern.
I just couldn't find it in my book bag. I put it in my book bag before I left the hospital. And that's what my brother-in-law said. Like, I see you put it in the book bag.
Did they put you under it all, Melvin? Did you have some kind of anesthesia?
Yes, ma'am.
Because sometimes when you do have, you know, anesthesia, you do forget, like, some things, and they tell you never to sign anything on that day. So I don't know if it's a possibility where it could have actually fallen out, you know. But I do feel, like I said, I do feel like it will be found. And please, the first thing I'm getting is the angels are asking you to calm down, Melvin. Okay?
Yeah.
to please just calm down, you know, and allow the angels to come in and help you, hon.
Yeah, I just don't let nobody, you know, take stuff like that. That's, I don't know. I'm not upset. I just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it is, you know, something that is, you know, a little upsetting because, like you said, your information is, you know, on that paper. So hon, I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, Melvin. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
So, Melvin, this is Catherine. I agree that St. Anthony is who would be my first go-to, but Mighty Archangel Samuel is the archangel that you want to go to when you want to find whatever it is that you're seeking. So you can call upon him and just talk to him and ask him, right, where that is. That's really all I have.
Okay, but you all don't see nobody going in my book bag.
Mm-mm. I don't.
Okay.
Hey, Melvin, can you say what that boat bag? What is that boat? B-O-A-T.
Book. My book. Book. B.
Book.
Oh, okay. Bag.
Oh, book bag.
It's a backpack.
Yeah.
It's similar to a backpack.
It's a backpack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
It's your backpack, and they gave it to you as you left the hospital.
Yes, ma'am. I put it. I stood up, and the lady gave it to my brother-in-law, and I told him to give it to me. And I unzipped my book bag and put it in the book bag, and zipped it up and walked out.
And where did you put the bag?
I put the bag on my love seat couch, and then I told my caregiver she had to take the covers off the couch and wash them, so she picked my book bag up and moved it over, and I don't know if she went in my book bag or did it get misplaced in the covers when she washed.
Did you ask her?
No, ma'am. I went back and checked the dryer and the washer, but I didn't see anything. But I mean, she seemed to be a real good caregiver. I'm not saying she did, but I'm just concerned about my social security number being on it. And I'm just, you know, kind of a little frustrated about it because. Basically, I really didn't want to ask that question. I just wanted to see whatever you guys were picking up on me coming my way. But that was just one of the concerns.
You know, honestly, it could be any number of things. But asking her would be one thing. And then, you know, even just getting a second copy, but I do understand the social security aspect of that. But call upon the mighty Archangel Samuel and ask him, because he is the one archangel that you go to find whatever it is that you're seeking, as well as St. Anthony. And just pray, just pray as well. You know?
Okay.
St. Jude is the saint of miracles. You can just look up a prayer to St. Jude.
Okay. Yes,
and
ma'am.
Just, you know, have positive thoughts that you're going to find it. You know, keep your thoughts positive.
Right.
Because whatever it is, you know, you don't want to have negative thinking in terms of, oh, someone stole my paper and, you know, they have my...
No,
my
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, keep your thoughts positive would be my suggestion to you.
Okay, is any other things you all have coming up you want to share with me? Oh,
well, I got, this is Mary, Melvin.
Hey, Mary.
I got two cards fly out for you, and they fell on the floor, so I had to take them. So this is the first one that came through for you. Dearest wonderful you. To help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and so happy to support you. And then in the back of the card, there's an angel and it says, celebrate life. And then the next card for you, Melvin, is, dear you, now is one of those times you're being asked to add some distance. Take a step back and do nothing but observe. Don't worry about how long it will take to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath, slow down, and look at how far you've come. Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellect and the intuition. When you step into the role of observer, it's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part of the information gathering and decision-making process. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. We know you'll make the right choice. Trust us when we say, now is not the time to get too close to the fray. Step back now. You will be glad you did. Love you. And in the back, it says, you are pure joy. Aw, that's so beautiful, Melvin.
Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is very good. Wow. Thank you guys so much.
I have a little bit for you, Melvin. Hold on a second. Okay. It's Jan.
Hey, Ms. Jan. Hey.
Hi. Yes. Well, I got the duck for you. And I don't know, did I give you the duck the last time, too? I don't remember. But
I don't think so. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, this duck is really there all the way through. I'm still seeing the duck. So they say the duck is a time of fertility, and it's also a time to have more fun and to get a little silly. So
wow.
I think they're saying to not get too worried about this. And yes, I don't blame you, though. I hate losing things. It really annoys me, too.
Yeah.
But I really tried to look for your for it while they were talking. It the feeling that I got was it just got misplaced, and there's a good chance you'll find it. Either the friend misplaced it somewhere, or you misplaced it somewhere. Because like what DC said, that if you're on medication at all, you could have just forgotten. And even though you put it in the bag, you might have taken it out, and you just don't remember it because you're on the medicine. Or she might have misplaced it. They were telling me it's going to be okay. I don't feel like anybody's going to take your numbers. I don't feel like something negative is going to happen. And you can easily get another copy of this, but I know it's a bugger. But I think you might find it too. But the duck is saying you're at the beginning of a new cycle, either work or relationship. And so this is something to look forward to, even though you might be a homebody sometimes because you have a nesting instinct. But you're at a new cycle. And you have a very big, generous heart, willing to give to anyone, and enjoy people, company of others. especially spiritually. And so, and you bounce back easily, which I really feel that you do, because I know you're going through different things with your health and you're coming through them, and I think you have more to go. Is that true? I'm not sure,
yes,
but I feel like,
yes.
I feel like there's another possible surgery coming up, but you're getting through these, you're going to be okay. And so they're just saying have fun, have a little more fun is all they're saying. And I don't feel a bad thing about this. The numbers is what I want to tell you. So don't worry too much. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
And Melvin, this is Dee. Really fast. I was getting call upon Archangels Uriel with Archangel Raziel, and they'll be like the dynamic duo, and they'll help you to, you know, resolve the situation as well.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. DC. You
hey,
have
God
a great.
Bless.
I love yeah.
All as well.
God bless you.
Be...
Yes, ma'am. I love you all. Thank you.
You too, honey.
Thank
take
you,
care.
Thank you, Melvin.
Right.
Have a good night. God bless.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Wow, beautiful. So, ladies, we have 13 minutes.
That was awesome.
Do you think we could take one more caller, and then I'll just save the numbers for next week? Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 904, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, about the job. Do you see one coming up for me? Please.
Okay.
Okay.
Jan, do you want to take...
Yeah, I sure can. I was just writing down Melvin. I'm just going to... Stacy, can you just say hello so I can get your energy again?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, well, I'm getting wings. Gosh, do you have dragons? I'm seeing a dragon, I swear. Do you ever have anything to do with dragons? Because that's what I'm getting. Goodness gracious.
No.
Okay, well, you are today.
I feel like I'm fighting a dragon, though.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. So let's see. Let me just see what it says about the dragon, because you're clearly getting dragon. You're emerging into a new phase of your life, one where you'll be taking more risks and be more vulnerable, yet you'll be well protected also. And it says you like the ancient mystical arts, and also they say the spirituality of mystical arts, druids, shamanic traditions. Now, I just recently found out about the druids, and I was told that I was part of the druid tribe too. So that's interesting they're saying about this dragon here. Wizards, part of the wizard tribes. Dragons are heavy duty animal. It's like, you know, they don't come around a whole lot. And so it's kind of a neat when you, and I read a dragon poem today, so that's kind of neat you're getting that. It's just, they're heavy medicine. They're very positive medicine too. So it says very open-minded and accepting of other people's spiritual path, new ideas and possibilities. That's a real gift to have, that you have vitality and it's contagious. Dignity and regality is part of the dragon, and it's a part of the air. So I'm just going to leave you with that since we don't have all the time, and let the other ladies give the messages. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Jan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, this is DC. My dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, you're a lucky duck. She's saying, everything is fine, don't worry. You know, you truly deserve this job, and it's going to be yours. Everything is moving in the right direction. She's just saying to me to tell you, rock your gypsy soul.
Hmm.
Okay, so I just, like I said, she's saying, like, everything, you know, everything is perfect. There's, like you said, there's nothing to worry about. And I asked her, well, when, you know, Ginger, when will she get this? And I feel like you're going to get it during the season, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And during the, you know, this nice summer season, are you someone that likes to find new and exciting things? Maybe
yes.
A new place to go to? Well, that's why you have a gypsy school, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying rock that gypsy school. You're an amazing woman. You're full of energy, and you want to live life to the fullest. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I am getting, like I said, everything is coming your way. It's yours. There's nothing to worry about. And she's saying, tell her cup is over, and just get ready to, you know, to go forward and enjoy your life. You truly deserve it.
Okay.
Okay? Life is abundant, and, you know, everything that you're wanting is coming your way, honey. That's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. God bless.
Yes, well, thank you.
Okay, Stacey, it's Catherine, and I also agree with DC that things are going to work out. I pulled the inner earth card, and it's about you being soft chakra, strength, and security, and laying foundations. And basically what it's saying is that you're being given a powerful opportunity to root down and claim your right to be on the planet and just claim the truth that ultimately you are safe. And so just imagine, like, there's a gateway below a giant tree, and this is actually the realm which is called the underworld, but this is where the spiritual realm, this is the spiritual realm visited by shamans, journaling to collect energy, the guardian beings, and reclaim parts of their power. So that being said, you have the opportunity to find all of that and build a stable foundation. So you are safe, you're grounded here, you're secure, and in this card on the front is just a big tree. You know, so it's a good card. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Mary.
So, Stacey, this is Mary. I have a postcard from Spirit for you that fell out. It says, "Dearest you, as you think, so will you experience life. Thoughts are that powerful, and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so they serve you or get released, instead of wreaking havoc in your life. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear and often masquerade as truth. Yet the real truth is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized, accepting, creative, open, and so on. Those are the ones we want you to keep thinking, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? Meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. Love them, love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much." And in the back, there's two people sitting on a bench, like, hugging, and it says, "With love." Oh, that's so beautiful. Mm. So, yes, our thoughts, you know, create our reality, right? So as we think, how it would be, you know. And I say that very often, and sometimes we need to remind ourselves, you know. Sometimes I'm like, okay, hello, you're creating your whatever you're thinking about. So, you know, we just have to mind our thoughts and just be as positive as we can.
Okay.
I hope that's helped. And Stacey, make sure you give us a call.
Yes,
and let us
thank you.
Thank you, and have a good night.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Stacey.
Okay, ladies. So we have about 5 minutes left. And we have one more caller. Do you guys, like, want to pick that caller up? It would be nice, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Sure.
Great. Area code 973, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Jackie. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Jackie. Hi.
Hi. I mean, better. I must say
oh,
better.
Oh, that's awesome. Yay, we picked you up. You got lucky there.
I know.
Do you have a question for us, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm just concerned about one of my sons, or really my son's just becoming a little bit more steady. I have one in particular who's a young dad, and, you know, I've been trying to help him, but I'm just trying to see, you know, what the angels have to say about his predicament as well as his role in the family at this moment.
Okay, let's see what Jen gets of the spirit animal.
So, Jackie? Uh-huh. Thanks, Mary. Jackie, I see a female, like tiger cat, leopard, big cat, tiger cat. That's what I'm getting. So I'm going to pass it on. We only have a few minutes.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jan. I saw
Thank
like
you.
A big animal. I'm not sure if it's a cat, but I was hearing that her son is, you know, ready to get things done. You know, I feel like maybe his heart and his head are now starting to get into the right place, and I feel, you know, his energy has changed. Okay. And I also saw, besides, Jim mentioned the cat, I saw something big like that. I also saw a swan, and to me the swan means him going with the flow, okay? I feel like he may have been frustrated, but now he's, you know, listening to his guidance. He may be seeing things from a different perspective, and I feel like he's going with the flow, okay? Was he stagnant for a while where he didn't do anything?
Yes, he was, and I still think that he has so much potential that he hasn't realized, but
yeah,
the problem I have with him is that he's very argumentative.
Yeah, and I saw Jan's
cat.
Okay, I saw Jan's cat, the big cat, and it was walking down a different path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this beautiful cat is going to teach him how to do things differently, to see things differently, and he does have a lot of gifts, how to embrace his gifts as well, and to really to trust his instincts. So that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
Okay, this is Catherine. Jackie, I'm just getting that he does have, you know, just to honor and respect his deep sensitivity at this time, because he does have some emotional sensitivities that just need to be paid attention to. But I don't see it as something that, you know, as a bad thing. Let me read what this card has to say about this. The angels are working with your son to trust that healing more often than not, that others are disallowing his intuition in the past. So it's just basically saying that, you know, he has sensitivities to a lot of different things, and he may be quite intuitive as well, even though there could be some harsh energies that are going on and some conflict. You know, just ask the angels to steer him toward, you know, yourselves, basically, right?
He's not giving
peaceful.
Me any peace of mind. He's not giving me any peace of mind. Sometimes
yeah.
he's making an attempt. He has a young baby, and I think he's being influenced by the baby's mom, who pretty much she's on her own. Even when her family's around, she's pretty much on her own, but you know, I don't know. Like, when she's around, he's a completely different person. And, you know, like they're
In what way?
I don't know if he's trying to show off for her, but he's rude, he's obnoxious. And but at the same time, it's like he goes from one extreme to the next. And, you know, he was never diagnosed bipolar or anything like that. But, I mean, sometimes his mind just appears as if he's in two different worlds. And, you know, I'm just trying to help them because he's got a young child and he's come a long way because he has been in trouble in the past. And now he's trying, I guess, get himself together. At least that's what he says. I'm waiting to see the action. And I think, you know, she's tossed because she wants to move with her family, but he doesn't want to leave his family. But he's not making it easy on me.
Right. And does he do this just around you or with other people?
He does it more so around me. It's like he takes all his anger and frustration out on me. And I'm at the point I've had it. But if I don't know where he would go if he left here. I mean, if they went down there, I'm hoping that they go and take a visit and like it and things turn out okay, because that might be the best thing for everyone. I'm not sure. I'm concerned about him, but I'm also concerned about myself at this point because I don't think that he's maturing quick enough to get it right, and I need him to.
Have you put boundaries in place?
He still bypasses the boundaries. He hears them over and over and over. He knows.
Okay. Ladies.
Okay. I have a card for him that came out, and obviously you know that he's going through a change and transition, and Archangel Azrael is with him. And the card, I'll give you the whole meaning because they want me to read the whole thing. It says, "Thank you, Azrael, for leading me safely through this change. Perhaps you can call on him." So the general meaning of the card is he's going through some changes right now, and you may not be enjoying them. This is in general for him, right? But please be assured that they are for his highest good. Change is a natural process, and we are constantly moving through different levels of development and experience so we can grow. Allow yourself to relax, knowing that the angels are supporting you through these changes. Expanded interpretation is change can be a challenging process, especially if you fight it. Know that you are supported at this time and that the changes really are bringing blessings into your life. You may be faced with a feeling of fear and not knowing what the next stage is, but there are plenty of doors opening and opportunities being presented to you. Allow yourself to let go and welcome the new and exciting energy life is bringing to you. Archangel Azrael's name means he who helps God. He is the angel who guides us through the process of transition. With his phoenix-like energy, he helps us to rise from the ashes of our challenges to be reborn and positive again. He has a close link with mediums and is the angel who lovingly guides us to the other side at the time of our passing. He is strong, beloving, and supportive. Call on him to guide you through change in a peaceful and loving way. So, I mean, if he's open to spirituality, perhaps having him call upon Archangel Azrael, you know, to help assist him with this transition and change that he's going through. Because I feel it's like a phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes.
And it's funny because I've been seeing phoenix in my spirit all year.
Hmm.
Wow.
Is going to be Phoenix, you know, again, that's my personal vision.
Huh.
I share things with him. He makes it appear as if something is wrong with me, but yet he's dependent upon for guidance when he needs it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I just still find him verbally abusive, and I don't appreciate that because I didn't raise him that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I interrupt, Mary?
Well, you know, Zaki, and, you know, keep praying for He is going through a transition, and so are you, right? Because you're being enlightened, and I would call upon Archangel Azrael as well for yourself, and just, you know, as
absolutely. We just recently had a family scare because my husband had a mild stroke,
mm-hmm.
and he's been very helpful with his father, but he still lashes out at me, and I can't understand it. Like, stop lashing out at people. This is not the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
DC wants perhaps do the Ho'oponopono prayer. Do you know that one?
Yes, I know it.
Okay, so perhaps say that. She got disconnected. If not, she would have sent the message. But she wanted me to mention that to you. Perhaps look
okay,
it up.
Okay, now what was the name of the cards that she, was it the Archangel cards?
Yeah, the one I just picked out that they guided me to pick for you, it was the Angel Prayers card by Carl Gray. And it's Archangel Azrael that came out.
Okay.
Okay, and don't forget the Ho'oponopono prayer that's going to help with the family. Okay?
Okay, would it be safe to say anytime that he goes out his way where he wants to fight with me, he's basically mirroring his own feelings? Or he just needs to lash out at?
Yeah, he lash out at ourselves, right? Yeah.
That's what I felt, too. You got it spot on. That's exactly how I felt about it. Yep.
Because I think his girlfriend and the family were expecting too much from him. He's 24. They're both young.
Mm-hmm.
But she's here and the baby's here, but she just seems like she's in another world, you know. And I do want them to go visit her family. Do you think it would be okay if he goes with her to visit? Maybe they'll see something different.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I do too. I'm going to agree with Mary. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be nice for him.
Mm-hmm.
For
you.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay. This is Catherine. Just know that usually what happens is the I don't know how old your son is, but when regardless of what's going on emotionally, psychologically, mentally with him right now, they usually lash out at the person who they know is not going to go anywhere, who they trust the most, that is the most they feel is. No matter what they do or what they say, it's not going anywhere.
I've been emotional punching bag for like the last 6 years. And the last 6 years have been the most challenging times of my life. I don't understand why he's doing it. Like, stop. Enough already. I walked him through teenage years. Even though his father's in his life, my husband is here with him every day, he still lashes out at me. And I get it. I've been through some of the things that he's been through, but I just don't understand that now at this point. I've already told him where I'm at. Enough is enough.
Yeah. At one point, you do have to protect yourself, though. I mean, if it's constant, then you do have to protect yourself as well. You know, the mighty Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-L, he is the one that you call on to bring harmony to situations, heal arguments and misunderstandings. So, you know, maybe just reaching out to him, I call for and ask for what you're looking for. But you have to protect yourself too. I just know from the past, training that I've had that's what happens many times.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But after so many times, I mean, you're talking 6 years, that's a long time, and you don't deserve to be treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we have to make hard decisions. Right.
Thank you so much,
mm-hmm.
Jackie. I hope this
I
has helped
you. I have a little more.
Oh, you do? Okay,
I have just
a little bit.
I finally was trying to figure out what the animal. I couldn't figure out the cat exactly, and I finally did, and exactly who this is. It's a cougar, and it's the exact face that I was seeing. And so I wanted to let you know. It's a cougar, and the cougar is saying, and I wanted to say that I completely agree with what everybody says here, totally. I'm not going to go into it, but I've experienced some of this myself, and it's mostly they're lashing out at you because you're there to receive it, and it's easier, and they can, and so it has to be stopped though, because it's just not right. You can't have it. It's wrong,
right.
And it has to be stopped. And so the cougar says you're being called upon to provide leadership to your family, community, and the world as a whole. There's a need for you to be very decisive right now, and stop procrastinating on this. Just get to it. Stay strong, clear, and assertive with those who are asking or demanding upon you. I can't believe they're saying all this. Move forward with faith and courage and keep your eyes on the goal. You need strength and assertiveness to deal with this challenging situation. And,
wow.
But you're well,
right.
You're well balanced.
It's more to what's going on. And this is the time when I do need to do that. And I don't want anyone, I don't want any more distraction. Okay,
no.
we have to make sure we're here for your dad and do what we got to do. And he's coming along great, which is a blessing. I know that I have my angels and my army around me. But here comes this joker on the other side who just can't get it. Not now.
Yeah, right. Right. So
I'm doing everything not to tell him the truth. And the truth would be, how much do I have to pay you to get the F up out of here and be gone for a while? Just go.
Well, he needs some counseling, too, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I tried that when he was younger. He's not going to do it now. Trust me, he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
He would have to go on his own and realize that something is wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And I think his emotional stuff is coming from her side. Their family is so different than I. Like, when her mother and family got up out of town, they didn't even wait for her to come back over there to say goodbye again. They just left.
Hmm. So you feeling like the frustration is coming from that family upon him? Is that
absolutely
what you just said?
That's the reason why I'm afraid of him coming down there, because they might entice him to do some crazy stuff. He's done it in the past with them.
See. Oh, I get it,
Would this trip, would this trip for them be an exposure where maybe if they go to another environment and they look around, it might snap them out of this, you know, fog that they're in? I'm just, you know, I just really wanted clarity that I just didn't initially understand why was he lashing out at me for no reason whatsoever, because I'm doing everything not to argue with him, because I realize that he's trying to cope with something that he knows is he can't manage it on his own, but he doesn't want to admit
exactly. That's it, and it's you're the easiest one to lash out on. He can do it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sorry you can't get some counseling. That would help him a lot. But anyway, I like what the lady said too, and prayer is going to help him. Keep praying for him.
Absolutely, that's why he's still here.
Yeah.
DC,
first protection.
We go back many years. That's why he's still here. Praying, that's why he's still here. I actually realized that I think the universe has been showing me something that my mother went through with my brother, because this seems like it's a repeat of something that happened with my brother and my mother, who happened to be the first person to attack me when my mother passed. So it's a cycle, and I'm trying to understand why am I learning this lesson or going through this at this time. That's it. I appreciate the time that you ladies have given me. I know that your show ended. You know, I'm just at a place now where I'm just, I do have things that I want to take care of, and I understand the leadership side, but I can't keep leading everybody if they don't want to come along.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to have boundaries for yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're allowed to. You're allowed to do that. Just remember that. You're allowed. And you can say no to this person. No, I will not.
They just overstep the boundaries. Like, what do I do? I have called the police on him in the past. And
yep.
The police,
I was just
had to go downtown.
I
went downtown. I got him out my house. I let him come back about 8 or 9 months later because I was concerned for the baby's welfare and his as well. But obviously he wasn't eating. He was none of that. He even got in trouble with this same group of family. Like, he was a wreck. And I thought he would change. He begged to come back here. And now they got my house tossed upside down like a salad. I fix this part. I go to another part. It's like they're just like a whirlwind, these two.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong. I know. I was going to ask you, have you called the police? It's funny that you said that.
Oh, please. The police is a joke.
It.
You got to go through got to go through a whole different channel. I mean, that's the way the system is set up now. You know, they're not
there's
even tenants.
There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you sitting them down and expressing how you feel about this whole situation, you know.
Right. Yep. That's when he become argumentative. Like, really.
Right.
You know,
well,
and he knows I don't like it. He knows I don't. You know how you hear people, you hear the neighbors, and you see a whole lot of dysfunction. This one child, and his baggage, it made my life dysfunctional.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But it's gonna change. Because I've been seeing the Phoenix burn. It's going to change. I just, at the same time as a mother, I'm concerned if I, you know when you set somebody free, right? Because I do want to set him free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just keep asking if it's the right time because, you know, I don't want that call in the middle of the night.
No. I know. I know what you mean, but you have to take care of yourself too. So it's a fine line. It's scary.
Mhm.
Yes, I agree, Jen. And you know what today is, Jackie, is a full moon, and as I mentioned today, it's a day to nurture yourself. I mean, every day is a day to nurture yourself, but. This moon focuses on you nurturing yourself because no one's going to take care of you, right? Accept your emotions, get out of your head and, you know, find peace. Try and find peace. And just like Jan said, just try and talk, like have a family talk. And if he doesn't understand, then just say, this is my way or the highway, you know, and just leave it to God and let God handle it. You know, sometimes we have to let go and let God. You know, and you know, because our sanity is most important, right? Because you need to focus on yourself too, you know. If you can't take care of yourself, who will, you know?
But you want to hear something real strange? I actually work with troubled kids, and I never thought that it would happen to mine.
But you're too close to it, too.
I always thought that if I you know, exercise my due diligence and do whatever I can to help them, that I would not have to go through it.
Yeah.
And when I hear people talk about, the family's this or the families are not that, because sometimes I say it the same way, too, I have to sometimes stop and check myself and say, but that's not true. Because I have one at home, too, and I've done everything I could to help him and to guide him. But, I trust the universe. I trust the universe. I have to keep telling myself that and believe it, because I have to. If there's one lesson I want to teach him, is that he's going to learn to honor me, just because he sees me trying to honor my mother and my father, even in their death. He knows that. And just when I get this close to getting things done, here come his distraction. Like, I'm wondering if he's under some type of curse. What?
Well, I was wondering if he was on drugs or anything.
Oh, he smokes marijuana, both of them. They smoke it, and, you know, I'm glad he's not on anything worse, but he does smoke marijuana.
Okay.
You know?
I don't think marijuana is going to, I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
Unless he's smoking it all the time. It can make your emotions, you know, if he's doing a lot of it, it may not be that good for him.
He used to be worse. He used to be worse. He's nowhere near there because he doesn't have the money.
Okay.
But he used to be worse, and he used to try. He used to engage in some very risky behaviors.
Mm.
Yes, it used to be very bad and ugly. I think
does
the only reason why
gym?
Not as ugly as it was before is because he's afraid. He knows that either he'll get killed or the police
right.
will throw his butt in jail, period.
Yeah. Does he ever go to the gym or take any, you know, like get into activities like that?
He likes to go play basketball at the courts and stuff, but even that, you only could go certain times because it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
It's just, everything is just dangerous. That's why he's at home terrorizing me. It's dangerous out there. I think he's so frustrated. But I'm trying to encourage him to get a job and join the gym. Do things outside the normal hours, the hours that everyone else would do it.
Yeah, because the gym at least would be in an enclosed situation where it's safer.
Right, and you'll be with like-minded people, right?
Exactly.
I'll make that offering to him again to see what.
Yeah.
I just want to see him get a job, and then he could decide whether he's going to go away or what, but do something constructive instead of staying home getting on my nerves.
Right. All right. Well, you have a plan right there.
It's going to be a big fight, but I trust the universe. That's all I can really say. I have to keep telling myself that.
That's really important, Jackie, trusting the universe and trusting and letting go and letting God. You know, sometimes we just need to do that. And we've gone over the time already, Jackie.
Yes.
We've been
thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
But
is this going to be on the tape?
Because
I would like to go back and listen. Sometimes I listen to things and I'll let them hear tidbits of it.
Yes.
Like,
I'll listen to it.
And when they hear it, they're
anytime.
Like, mm-hmm.
You can listen anytime to any of the replays.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I have that deck, though, so I have to go look for the card.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Angel Prayers. Yeah, it's a beautiful deck.
It's a light blue deck?
Yes, that's it. Yep.
Okay, I have it. I've been wanting to study it.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Beautiful. You have
thank you. I appreciate you ladies so much.
Welcome.
I needed this.
Okay, good.
God bless you, Jackie.
Really did. Try my best. But
we'll be praying for you, too.
Yes, we'll
so
be praying for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I need it. Thank you.
Okay, you're
namaste.
Welcome.
Please,
namaste. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah,
I will.
Sure.
Your show is on Wednesday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I'll call back. I will.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, so we went over about 23 minutes, but it's all okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know, I know.
Amazing show. We lost CC, but she said it was amazing. What an amazing energy and synchronistic messages and everything. It was such a beautiful show and such a beautiful end, right, for the Capricorn moon. I just can't wait. It's been raining over here this evening, like really heavy rain.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to see it. I'm like, so, I didn't want to say mad, but I'm like, man, I was so looking forward to it because it was such a beautiful day. And then at the evening, like around 6 o'clock when I was having dinner with my grandson, all of a sudden it got dark and it's been raining ever since. So I'm like, oh.
Wow.
So anyway, it's been a blast. Thank you so much, Catherine and Jen, for joining us again this week. It's amazing to have you both on. So I love you guys. I love all the callers. Thank you again, and we'll be back next week, same time.
Thank you so much, Mary. I love you too. It really was an amazing show. Everyone is just amazing here. I just love it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see y'all next week. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.